mind, along a trail of sorrow they'd left in their wake. Two murders he was sure of, one bank robbed, a coach as well, and one young woman outraged but surprisingly allowed to live. They hadn't done her any favors there. The Grimes brothers, in order of descending age, were Lincoln, Leland, and Lucas. Catelyn guessed their parents had a fondness for the letter L, although their father's name was Rupert and their mother's Abigail. Again, he couldn't work that out and didn't give a damn. Standing rewards for capture of the brothers totaled $1,500. Lincoln was worth $7, Leland $5, and Lucas just a measly $3, but altogether they'd been worth the trip, and the 2 days learning where they went to have a bender and disport with ladies of the evening. The former was an occupation, while the latter seemed to be a last resort. From what he'd learned while tracking them, Catelyn believed their preference was picking up some innocent young woman to terrorize. Between that and the murders, they were slated for an air dance on the gallows if he brought them in alive. The good news? Catelyn could collect his money either way. Their wanted flyers, having specified dead or alive. That made it easier. Just now, the brothers had a table and a whiskey bottle to themselves, the only last-chance customers besides Catelyn, on a sultry afternoon. They all wore pistols, two in Lincoln's case, with knives sheathed on their belts. Good reasons for deciding dead might be the way to go. As brothers will, the three Grimes boys were arguing, Leland and Lucas starting off, then Lincoln joining in to keep the fire stoked, maybe for his personal amusement. Catelyn had grown up with brothers, and he knew how that could be. But when the chips were down, he reckoned they'd be all for one and one for all. Three men who'd proved themselves killers, and Catelyn had 6 .44 caliber rounds in his Colt Army Model 1860 revolver. He didn't like to use all six, preferring one or two kept in reserve for unforeseen eventualities. But he would play the hand that he was dealt. Quaffing his whiskey off, he set the glass down quietly and focused on his targets. Leland Grimes had spared a glance at him when the brothers arrived, frowned to himself, then seemed to shrug it off. Whatever the Grimes boys were squabbling about, they'd been working on it when they pushed in through the barroom's batwing doors and couldn't seem to let it go. Not shouting, though. They were keeping their voices down, so Catelyn couldn't make out much of what they said. Again, he didn't give a damn. As they'd arranged themselves around their table, Leland sat facing toward Catelyn, Lucas on his right, and Lincoln to his left. When Catelyn started giving Leland hard eyes from halfway across the room, it took a minute for the middle brother to pick up on it. But then he lost track of whatever Lucas had to say, giving Catelyn a cold stare of his own. Another minute passed that way before Leland inquired, "You want something, mister?" "I do," Catelyn replied, right hand already on his Colt below his table. All three Grimes brothers faced him now, regarding him with different measures of hostility. Leland said, "Yeah? And what might that be?" "Money," Catelyn said. Leland tried smiling but fell short. "You want some change, then? Is that it?" "I took him for a bum right off," Lucas chimed in. "I'm thinking bigger money," Catelyn said. By then, he had his holster's hammer thong released, his fingers curled around the Colt's curved butt, thumb on its hammer. "Getting greedy, and we ain't even been introduced," said Lincoln Grimes, making his brothers snort and chuckle. "Not your money," Catelyn said, correcting him. "And if it was, so what? You won't be needing anywhere you're going." "What is that supposed to mean?" asked Leland, past seeing the humor in their repartee. "The three of you have decent money on your heads," Catelyn replied. "Thought I might help myself to that." Slow minds required another heartbeat to connect on that and start reacting. When they did, all three Grimes brothers bolted to their feet as one, tipping their table over, whiskey bottle shattering on impact with the floor. Hands dipped toward guns, liquor hampering their speed. Catelyn kicked over his own table, using it for cover as he drew and cocked his Colt.